All right, so today we're gonna dive into some pretty provocative ideas about education.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna be looking at the work of John Taylor Gatto. He's a New York State Teacher of the Year,
Okay.
but he wrote this book called Dumbing Us Down: The Hidden Curriculum of Compulsory Schooling.
Interesting.
Have you heard of this?
I have heard of it.
It's really thought-provoking. It
Yes.
really challenges the way we think about the purpose of school.
Yeah.
Like, what are we actually doing when we send kids to school?
Yeah.
Gatto, what's fascinating about him is that he doesn't really see schools as like failing.
Right.
He sees them as succeeding
But succeeding.
too well at producing a certain kind of person.
Right, a very specific type, one that maybe we don't necessarily want.
He thinks that like schools are working exactly as they're designed,
Yeah.
but the design is the problem.
The intention, yeah, is maybe not what we think it should be.
Okay, so he's saying that they're like intentionally.
Yeah, it's not an accident that things are the way they are. And he calls this a hidden curriculum. And he says there are seven lessons that are actually taught in school.
Seven.
Seven.
Whoa, okay, we're gonna have to unpack these.
Yeah.
So he's saying that these lessons actually go against developing like critical thinking and creativity, independence.
Yeah, the things that we think school is supposed to be about.
Yeah, exactly. Those are like the buzzwords we always hear about education.
Yeah.
But he's saying, no. It's actually these seven other things that are being taught.
Right.
Okay, so let's hear them. What are these seven?
Okay, he calls them confusion, class position, indifference, emotional dependency, intellectual dependency, provisional self-esteem, and surveillance.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot to unpack there.
That is a mouthful.
Yeah.
But just even hearing those words,
Yeah.
like I can already start to see
Right.
how that would relate to like my own experience in school and probably a lot of our listeners too.
Yeah, I think this is something that resonates with a lot of people.
So where does he start with all this?
So Gatto begins by telling this really captivating anecdote about sending a 12-year-old student to apologize to a police chief
For what?
for littering and then securing a one-day apprenticeship.
With the police chief.
Yeah, with that same police chief.
Wow, okay. I mean, that's not really your typical
Right.
punishment for littering.
Definitely not traditional schooling. But Gatto really emphasizes that experiences like this, they foster real-world learning. They break down those artificial barriers between education and life.
So it's like learning by doing,
Exactly.
engaging with the community,
Yep.
taking responsibility for your actions.
Exactly. And he believes that real learning happens outside the classroom.
Okay, I'm starting to get a sense of like where he's going with this.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's unpack these seven lessons.
Okay.
Like, what's the first one?
So the first one is confusion.
Infusion, okay.
And Gatto argues that the way that information is presented in school, right, it's like fragmented, it's out of context, it's overwhelming. And he thinks that it actually makes it harder for students to make sense of the world.
Yeah, you're just bombarded with facts
Yeah.
and figures, but you're not really given like the time or the space to connect the dots.
Right, you don't have the bigger picture. It's just like random pieces of information. And he says this can lead to this feeling of helplessness, like you're not equipped to understand complex issues.
So you kind of give up, right? You're just like,
Yeah.
I don't get it.
You just accept that you don't understand.
You just accept that you're confused and you're not going to try to like figure it out.
Right.
Like,
Okay.
okay.
And it makes you less likely to question things
Yeah.
or think for yourself.
Oh, okay. I see where this is going.
Yeah.
So that's the first one, confusion.
That's the first one.
All right, give me number two.
Number two is intellectual dependency. And he argues that schools, they train students to wait for the expert, the teacher, to tell them what to think instead of encouraging them to explore ideas on their own.
So you're not really learning how to think for yourself.
Yep.
You're learning how to like regurgitate what the teacher
Yeah,
said.
you're learning how to be a good student, but not necessarily a good thinker.
Okay, so it's not just the content that's being taught, but
Yeah.
it's like the way that it's delivered
Yeah.
and the kind of thinking that it encourages or discourages.
Exactly. And you know, this actually connects with another lesson, which is class position.
Class position.
Yeah. So Gatto argues that schools actually reinforce existing social hierarchies by subtly teaching students to accept their place and to limit their aspirations.
Oh, so it's like keeping people in their lane.
Yeah. Like, don't step out of line.
And he actually illustrates this with an anecdote
Yeah.
about a student named Milagros who was like a really advanced reader.
Yeah, she was in third grade.
But she was kept in a lower level class.
Right, because the school just refused to acknowledge her abilities.
It's almost as if they were trying to hold her back.
Yeah, and that's exactly Gatto's point, right?
Yeah.
Whether it's intentional or not, schools often function as this sorting mechanism that reinforces inequality.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty disturbing when you think about it that way.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder how much talent and potential is being wasted.
Yeah, a lot.
Because of these hidden lessons.
A lot of potential.
Okay, so we've got confusion, intellectual dependency,
yep.
Class position. What's next?
Next is indifference.
Indifference, okay.
Yeah. He argues that those constant bells, wow. The interruptions,
yeah.
The fragmented schedule of a typical school day, it teaches students that nothing is worth finishing or caring about deeply.
Like you're just constantly moving on to the next thing.
Yeah, onto the next bell, right. The next class.
Yeah.
And this, he thinks, undermines the development of deep focus, genuine curiosity, and a passion for learning.
So it's like we're being conditioned for a world of short attention spans and surface level engagement.
Yeah, that's his argument.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like a constant interruption cycle.
So on the surface, it seems like schools are all about like promoting learning and achievement.
Yeah.
But he's saying the structure itself is actually working against that.
Yeah, it's counterproductive.
Okay.
So that was indifference.
Okay.
The next one is emotional dependency.
Okay, emotional dependency. So I'm guessing this is about like relying on external validation.
Exactly. Yeah. So the emphasis on grades, teacher approval, standardized tests, it creates a system where students learn to seek external validation.
Instead of like trusting their own judgment, following their own interests.
Right.
It's like we're always waiting for someone else to tell us if we're good enough.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And that can have lasting effects on a person's confidence.
Yeah.
And their ability to navigate the world independently.
It's like setting us up to be followers.
Yeah.
Not leaders to seek approval.
Right.
Rather than like challenge the status quo.
Yeah. And that leads us to another lesson, which is provisional self-esteem.
Okay. Provisional self-esteem.
So instead of feeling good about themselves for genuine accomplishments, students learn to base their self-worth on external factors.
Like grades.
Grades, test scores, things like that.
Okay.
So your sense of self becomes conditional.
Yeah. It depends on meeting someone else's standards.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that can be a really shaky foundation for self-esteem.
Yeah. Because like what happens when you don't get those good grades?
Exactly.
Or you don't get that teacher approval.
Right.
What happens when you leave school and there's no one to like tell you you're doing a good job?
Exactly. And Gatto actually points to homeschooling.
Oh, interesting.
As evidence that self-esteem flourishes.
Okay.
When learning is self-directed.
Okay.
And not driven by the pressures of a grading system.
It makes you wonder how different things would be if we just like fostered a love of learning for its own sake.
Exactly.
Instead of constantly like evaluating and ranking students.
Totally.
Okay, so we've got confusion, intellectual dependency, class position, indifference, emotional dependency, provisional self-esteem. What's the last one?
The last one is surveillance.
Okay.
Gatto argues that the constant monitoring, the lack of privacy in schools, teaches students that they can't be trusted.
Yeah.
And this erodes their sense of independence and autonomy.
Oh, yeah. I remember constantly feeling like I was being watched and judged.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't be myself or express my own thoughts and ideas freely.
Yeah, it can be really stifling. And Gatto argues that this fosters conformity.
Yeah.
Obedience makes it less likely for students to question authority or think outside the box.
Wow. When you lay it all out like that,
yeah,
it's kind of like scary, actually.
It's a little disturbing.
Right. It really makes you think about the school system in a different way.
It's not just about the facts and figures, but the messages embedded in the structure and the culture itself.
The culture. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. But he goes even further than this, right?
He does.
He's saying that these are not just like accidental byproducts of the system. He's saying that these are intentional design features.
Yeah, he thinks it's deliberate.
He thinks that schools are deliberately designed to produce these outcomes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So it's not a bug, it's a feature.
Wow. That's a pretty bold statement.
Yeah.
So if schools are designed to create like obedient workers who don't question authority,
right,
what's the alternative?
That's a great question, and we'll dive into that more after the break.
Okay, so stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
So we've been talking about this hidden curriculum in schools.
Mm.
Seven lessons that Gatto says are actually being taught.
Yeah.
That go against what we think school should be about.
Right.
Like, he's saying that this is deliberate, but what do we do with that?
Well, he has some alternatives in mind.
Like, what's the solution?
Well, his critique is just the starting point.
Okay.
He wants to spark a conversation about how we can reimagine education to better serve the needs of individuals and society.
I remember you mentioned something earlier, like
the
curriculum of family or something like that.
Yeah, the curriculum of family.
What is that exactly?
Well, it's about recognizing that learning doesn't just happen within a classroom.
Uh-huh.
The most powerful education often takes place in the context of family and community.
So it's about using those natural learning environments that already exist.
Gatto believes that families, communities, and the real world offer a wealth of opportunities for learning that are often overlooked by the traditional education system.
Yeah, I can definitely see how that would resonate with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Especially people who feel like the system isn't meeting their needs or their kids' needs.
Exactly.
But, like, does he give any specifics?
Yeah, he gives very concrete examples of what this curriculum of family might look like.
Cool.
He advocates for things like independent study, community service, apprenticeships.
Okay, so more hands-on.
Exactly.
More like real-world
experience. Exactly, learning by doing.
Yeah, like we were talking about with that anecdote about the police chief.
Yeah, he saw firsthand how those apprenticeships sparked their curiosity, fostered their creativity, helped them discover their passions.
So it's not just about, like, absorbing information. It's about empowering young people to, take ownership of their education.
To become active learners.
See the world as their classroom.
Precisely.
Love that. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, this all sounds very idealistic.
It is.
But to actually implement this
would
require, like, a fundamental rethinking of the entire structure of education.
It would. A radical departure.
Does he actually propose?
He does.
Like, how would we do this?
So he actually proposes a free market system in schooling.
A free market system?
Yeah, where families have a choice instead of a government monopoly on education.
So you're saying, like, parents could choose from a variety of different...
A marketplace of options tailored to the needs and interests of the students.
So, like, instead of everyone going to the same public school, you could have, like, family schools.
Family schools, small entrepreneurial schools, religious schools, craft schools, farm schools.
Okay, so like a variety.
Yeah, a whole ecosystem where families can find the best fit for their kids.
That is radical.
It is.
But also, like, incredibly empowering.
Empowering, yeah.
It really puts the power back in the hands of parents and communities.
Parents and communities,
to shape the education of their children.
He thinks this would lead to better educational outcomes and strengthen families and communities.
Okay, how so?
Well, when families have a choice in their kids' education, they become more invested, more engaged, more accountable.
Okay.
And when communities have a direct stake in shaping the next generation, they become more cohesive, more vibrant, more resilient.
It's about recognizing that, like, one size doesn't fit all.
Exactly.
But some people might hear this and be like,
right,
this is crazy. This is just going to lead to chaos and inequality.
Those are valid concerns.
Yeah.
And Gatto acknowledges them.
Okay.
He emphasizes the importance of safeguards to ensure that all children have access to quality education.
Okay.
Regardless of their background.
So it's not about, like, abandoning public education.
No, it's about expanding options and empowering families to make informed choices.
So even if you don't agree with everything Gatto says, I think his work
It
really forces us to, like,
ask
better questions.
Ask better questions. Challenge our assumptions.
Challenge our assumptions about education.
Reimagine what education could be.
Yeah, it's about moving beyond the traditional model.
Exactly.
And recognizing that, like, the potential exists outside of the confines of the classroom.
He sees immense potential in everyday interactions,
yeah,
in those shared experiences, the mentorship that families and communities can provide.
Okay.
It's about tapping into that wisdom and resources that already exist within our social fabric.
So education's not just the responsibility of schools.
Right.
It's a collective endeavor.
It's about family.
It's families.
Communities, individuals.
Working together.
Are working together.
To create a better future.
A better future.
And that brings us to one of Gatto's most important points.
Yeah.
He connects these educational ideas to the kind of society we're building.
That's right.
He's saying that the way we educate our children directly impacts,
the
kind of citizens they become.
Exactly.
So he's saying that our current education system is actually designed to produce passive consumers.
Yeah.
Obedient workers.
Yeah.
People who won't.
People who will not.
Challenge the status quo.
Challenge the status quo.
So is he saying that this is all about control?
That is Gatto's argument.
Wow.
And that's where his critique gets really profound.
Right.
Because he's not just talking about reforming schools.
Right.
He's talking about transforming society.
So if we want to create a society that values critical thinking, creativity, active citizenship, then we need to change the way we educate our children.
We have to start with education.
We need to give them the freedom to learn, to explore, to discover their own unique paths, trust their curiosity.
And nurture their passion for learning.
Instead of trying to extinguish it.
Exactly.
With all these
standardized tests.
Yeah, standardized tests, standardized curriculums.
Yeah, rigid systems of control.
So Gatto's given us a lot to think about.
A lot to think about.
He's challenged us to question our assumptions.
Absolutely.
To reimagine what's possible.
What education could be.
And to take an active role in shaping the future.
Yeah. It's a call to action.
Yeah.
Education's not a spectator sport.
Yeah.
It's a journey that we undertake together.
So let's not take education for granted.
Right.
Let's engage in these conversations.
We'll keep talking about it.
Let's challenge the status quo.
Let's challenge the status quo.
And work together to create a future where learning is a source of joy.
And empowerment.
And positive change.
Positive change. That's what we want.
Exactly. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
You know, Gatto really connects these ideas about education to, like, the bigger picture of society.
Yeah.
He sees a direct link.
Yeah.
Between how we educate our kids and what kind of citizens they become.
Totally.
Right.
It's a really important point.
Yeah, because we tend to think of education as this, like, isolated thing.
Separate from the real world.
Separate from real life,
Right.
But he's saying, like, it's all connected.
It's all connected, yeah.
To social systems, political systems.
Political economic systems.
The way we structure schools, he's saying, reflects our values.
Right.
As a society.
Yeah, as a society.
And those values shape the world we create.
It's a feedback loop.
Right.
What I put into education is what we get out of society.
Okay. So he's making us think about whether the values in our current system are actually
serving us.
Working.
Yeah, serving us well.
Like, are we creating a society that values individual flourishing, critical thinking, active citizenship?
Yeah. The things we need.
Or are we just, like, unintentionally producing a population that's just going to conform and consume
and obey
and
not really question anything?
And that's kind of a scary thought.
Yeah, it is a little.
Especially when you think about all the problems that we're facing as a society.
Yeah.
Climate change. Social inequality.
Social inequality, political polarization.
Yeah, all this stuff.
These are complex problems.
Yeah, and they require, like, creative solutions.
Creative problem solving.
Critical thinking.
Critical thinking. Okay. A willingness to challenge the status quo.
But he's saying that those are the things that the system is designed to suppress.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Wow.
So we need a different mindset.
Yeah. If we want to solve these problems.
So how do we do that?
Well, he has some ideas.
Okay.
But the most important one, I think, is to just start questioning.
Right.
Question our assumptions about education.
Okay.
Explore different approaches.
Because there's no one-size-fits-all solution.
There isn't. What worked for us in the past might not work for the future.
Yeah.
And we have to be willing to experiment.
Yeah.
To innovate.
To try new things.
Create learning environments that are tailored to the individual.
So maybe that means looking beyond the classroom.
Yeah.
Gatto reminds us that learning can happen anywhere.
Anywhere, anytime.
It's about, like, opening our minds to the possibilities.
Yeah.
The world is our classroom.
The world is our classroom.
Yeah. I love that.
So,
you
know,
he
talks about homeschooling, unschooling, apprenticeship programs, community-based learning.
Community-based learning.
Online resources. Online resources,
There are so many options now.
Yeah.
And the key is to find what works.
For each kid.
For each individual child.
Give them opportunities.
Yeah.
To learn in ways that are meaningful.
That are engaging.
Engaging, yeah.
Relevant to their lives.
It's about empowering them.
Yeah.
To become active participants in their own learning.
To pursue their passions.
Yeah.
Develop the skills they need to thrive.
To thrive in the world.
In this crazy world we live in.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is constantly changing.
And it's changing so fast.
Yeah.
Like, the skills that we needed 20 years ago
right.
are not the skills that kids need today.
Absolutely.
So we have to be adaptable.
Adaptable, flexible,
yeah.
open to new ideas.
Education's not just about knowledge.
No, it's not just about facts and figures.
It's about character.
Creativity.
Creativity.
Purpose.
A sense of purpose.
Yeah.
Like, why are we here?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Okay, so I think...
Yeah. Wrapping all this up.
Yeah.
Gatto's work reminds us that education...
Mm-hmm.
is a journey.
It's a journey.
Not a destination.
And a destination.
And it's a journey that we take together.
Yeah.
As individuals.
Individuals.
Families. Community.
Communities. We're all in this together.
Yeah. We're all in this together.
He's challenging us to reclaim the power of education. Okay. Not just for our kids.
Yeah.
But for ourselves.
And never stop learning.
Never stop learning.
To never stop questioning.
Never stop questioning.
To create a world
mm-hmm.
that is... more just, more equitable.
More fulfilling.
More fulfilling for all.
That's the goal.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
Okay, so as we wrap up
yeah.
this deep dive into Gatto's ideas, I think the key takeaway
yeah.
is this. What is it?
Let's not take education for granted.
Don't take it for granted.
Let's have these conversations.
Yeah.
Let's challenge the status quo.
Let's challenge the status quo.
And let's work together.
Yeah. To create a future. Where learning is a source of joy.
Joy.
Empowerment.
Empowerment.
And positive change.
Positive change.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening, everyone.